The guests insisted on staying comfortable in a routine, partaking in fellowship that fed them stale crumbs of bread instead of fresh manna from heaven. The bride of Yahshua is concerned with more than just themselves, but work to bring others to the truth of the kingdom of heaven. The bride of Yahshua will prepare the guests for the wedding banquet, as they are doing now in their mortal bodies, and will continue to help prepare the guests after the bride changes into their glorified bodies, and will warn the guests not to take the mark of the beast, and to help protect them both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm. How many of you reading or hearing this know I, Yahweh, and my son Yahshua, have spoken forth the truth in audible words, prophecies, dreams, visions, and anointed teachings from my Jewish apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nehemiah, and you have willingly closed your ears and stopped supporting this ministry so you won't be offended and have to admit you have sinned? How many of you have stayed in churches of Babylon for convenience sake? How many of you have mixed the old wine and the new wine and wonder why it bursts? Why the pastors of other churches won't receive these truths when you have confronted them? If you don't repent, you are the guests, or worse, the lukewarm church that I shall vomit out of my mouth. I, Yahweh, have used this ministry to test the people, as in Jeremiah 6:27-30. How few have listened until the missiles hit. The people will mock, but afterwards they will pray for mercy, protection, and provisions, and come to this ministry for answers. Some I shall have mercy on, and some I shall not. The widow of Zarephath would have died if she had not obeyed Elijah of old. I send my apostles and prophets to warn, and yet how few will listen or join with them in obedience, repentance, prayer, and praise that I, Yahweh, will spare all those that humble themselves and ask that judgment be delayed for the sake of reaching more lost souls. This time of season is all about greed and selfishness, and I showed you greed and selfishness even in the dream that I gave my handmaiden Elizabeth, and what the end results will be. I have told her to blow the trumpet and assemble the troops on the wall. How many of you are deaf to that trumpet? How many will read this and take your places on that wall? I, Yahweh, promise you, my beloved daughter, and all others who join with you in the truths I have taught you that line up with my holy scriptures. Wherever you live, my daughter, wherever the faithful children of mine are that take this warning and other warnings I have spoken forth from you seriously, and pray and intercede for America, and obey me in holiness and follow in Yahweh's footsteps, one step at a time, I, Yahweh, will bless them and protect them. Whoever joined with you in that dream and recognizes that I have called you to be a watchman on the wall and anointed you to assemble my troops, help to prepare the bride for my son Yahshua's coming, and bless you and not curse you, to do what they normally don't do, that is to be a blessing to this ministry. I shall bless and protect and provide for them as together you join hands and pray for judgment to be delayed on America, as it cannot be stopped. Otherwise, I, Yahweh, will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, among others I have destroyed for sinfulness and idolatry. I, Yahweh, warn all the men who will despise and mock this morning because it comes from the mouth of a woman. Need I remind you how I used Deborah of old? The troops on the wall are mighty women of Yahweh, and they outnumber the men. I use the women to shame the men like I did Barak. Only I, Yahweh, know what it will take to cause the men to be my spiritual leaders and not the followers. My mighty women warriors that have husbands in the eyes of this world, that insist on being followers of the churches of Babylon who teach lies and follow after the flesh and not the Holy Spirit, not leaders of truth and holiness, will be brought to open shame. I don't tell the women who I have anointed, like in the book of Joel 2:25-28, to disobey my commandments, even if it is the woman's husband saying to submit to him. The instruction to the wife that says, wives, submit yourself to your husbands in everything, is not meant for those that are unequally yoked with unbelievers. My word has been twisted to force a woman to conform into a heathen's image when it is used by a heathen husband.